If you ever needed to be persuaded that bad things can happen anywhere, then take a journey with us.
From compelling mysteries to in-depth investigations, our Dateline episodes are available as podcasts.
Follow Dateline NBC now to get new episodes every Tuesday. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com.
Great storytelling with a twist from the true crime original.
Hello, I'm Andrea Canning with a preview from our latest podcast, Dateline Missing in America. Here's the story of Alexis Ware.
Cool, crisp air was settling in across South Carolina. Inside her Greenville apartment, 29-year-old Alexis Ware snuggled into bed. It was Sunday, January 30th, 2022. After a three-day visit at her mom's house, the exhausted mother of two laid her head down on the pillow for an afternoon nap. The weekend had been filled with family, food, and lots of love and hugs, but was winding down, and a fresh start to a new week was on the horizon. But before Alexis closed her eyes, her phone rang. It was her mom. As usual, she was checking in on Alexis to make sure she made it home safe and sound after her 80-mile drive home.
When she left, she told me that she was just exhausted. And when I felt like she should be home, I called her. So that was around 3 o'clock. And she answered the phone right away. We were on video, so I could see that she was in her bed.
That's Alexis's mother, Alberta.
And she said, "Mom, I'm just so tired." She said, "I'm laying down taking a nap, and I'll call you when I get up." That never happened.
Alberta Gray Simpkins hasn't spoken to her daughter since that video call, hasn't laid eyes on Alexis's smile and pierced dimples. Alberta is haunted because while Alexis spent quality time with family that weekend, it hadn't exactly been the peaceful getaway she'd hoped for. She just wasn't herself, her mom remembered. Alexis had told her she was afraid of something or someone. And maybe she had good reason. After that, Alexis Ware vanished. It's all very confusing to her family, but one thing her mom knows for sure, without a doubt, Alexis didn't leave on her own.
She would never leave her kids. That's how I knew something was wrong. She would have just never left her kids like that. And this is the longest her children has been without her.
Now, her family has questions.
I feel that he knows more than what he's telling us, yes.
As investigators follow a trail of clues.
Did it suggest possible foul play?
Maybe. It is uncommon that you would leave something like that behind in a vehicle.
The missing persons case of Alexis Ware, a devoted mother of two, is a mystery. But you might hold the final puzzle piece in the picture of what happened to her. Maybe you can help crack a case that has left her family in an agonizing limbo.
I'm still confused. There's a lot of questions that I want answered. It just don't make sense. It does not make sense to me.
Thank you for listening. Search Dateline Missing in America to hear more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my next podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, To Die For, a real-life spy story.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach them.
This is a Russian model agent telling me about women sent out as agents to seduce men with political influence.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a Russian-trained seduction spy confesses her story of seducing men for their secrets and sometimes their lives.
If you want to kill your target, you just seduce him, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
From Tenderfoot TV and iHeart Podcasts, this is To Die For. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts.